I saw a cartoon once which showed a husband and wife driving along at a very rapid pace on a desert road. The wife turned to her husband and said, "I think we're lost. I know we're lost, but I didn't want to say anything about it because we're making such good time." I think that speaks to us. Are we rushing through a desert of busyness these days, making very good time, but lost just the same? God only knows where we're going, but we're way ahead of schedule. Each year, Advent sends us two interesting desert people to turn us around, to redirect us, to get us back on the right road. They are Isaiah and John the Baptist. One of them, Isaiah, lived about 700 years before Jesus was born. The other, John, was Jesus' cousin, a contemporary. Both of them lived on the edge of things, and both of them delivered the same message: make straight the Lord's path, prepare his way. They were both voices crying in the wilderness. And when the Bible speaks of wilderness, it's not just talking about geography. It's not necessarily speaking about a particular place. Wilderness is a metaphor for chaos and disorder. It was a state of the soul as well as a place in the desert. And in the desert, a voice cries out, "Prepare a way through all the chaos of your lives. Make straight a highway for our God through all the confusion and barrenness of your existence." Advent is a time of preparing to meet the Savior by getting in touch with our deepest longings and even our deepest fears. We heard it in that first reading: comfort, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. He wants to comfort us. And I think sometimes if we are too comfortable, we wind up thinking that we don't need him. But we do. We are Advent people. And we are Advent people in a most wonderful sense. Because Advent people are people who know their need for God's comfort and consolation. People who are in touch with their longings and their vulnerability. In the case of Isaiah, he was proclaiming comfort and care for people who lived in exile, people who were sorrowing, confused, frustrated refugees. John the Baptist proclaimed forgiveness for the sinner, healing for the sick, the gift of God in wind and fire to people who were basically and mostly poor and oppressed. Throughout the Advent season, the message of the coming of our God is proclaimed to broken people. And we are they. It tells us we spend an awful lot of time and energy and effort convincing ourselves and others that we are strong, self-sufficient. At this time of the year, we are confronted with all kinds of images of the perfect Christmas, the Hallmark Christmas, the Norman Rockwell Christmas. You've seen the ads, a heavy laden table, a tree bedecked with all the presents, a house meticulously decorated. The gifts that will finally make life worth living under the tree. You've seen the ads. There are never any drunken relatives in those ads. Nobody's in a wheelchair. There's no squabbling among ungrateful kids. It's the perfect Christmas. But if life were like that, if life were like that, there would really be no need for Advent, no need for God's comfort and care. And so to really encounter the Lord who comes, we need to acknowledge, we need to be in touch with anything that is broken in us, our vulnerability, not in some sick, solemn, self-absorbed, self-pitying way, but a real honest recognition that there are hungers in us, there are longings in us that only God can fulfill. The readings today challenge us to confront the frustrations in our lives, the family that lets us down, the parents that don't understand, the fact that we never seem to have enough of anything. Money, things, we always want more. We always think we need more. And yet, there is still this emptiness that we often feel, even in the midst of having so much. The fact that despite the good time we're making, we are all a little lost. The Advent message is clear. It's strong. Make a path through all of that for the Lord. Only when we encounter our brokenness, only when we face our sorrows, confront our frustrations, admit our weaknesses, only then will we come to see that God alone can fulfill those deepest longings that we have. Only God can really give us more, the more we truly need. There's a lot to love about the holiday season. There's a lot to love about Christmas. I love the music, even the holiday songs that have nothing to do with Jesus. The lights, the decorations, the opportunities for generosity, charity, compassion, families getting together, the parties. There's a lot to love about Christmas. But if that's all there is, then Christmas will be no more nourishing than a sugar cookie. And when it's over, we will be just as lost, just as needy, just as empty as we were when we started. But making good time. Be Advent people. We're told, be Advent people. Prepare a way, straight, unencumbered, a path through the wilderness of our lives. For the only thing, the only one who has the power to save us. It's the God who loves to comfort us, to shepherd us, to gather us like lambs in his arms.